You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The other day, we briefly touched on this, and we kept thinking this is something that we should probably cover in our show. And it was the whole idea of what people should be discussing before they get married. Because I think we had a mind bender about the thing that people talk about after they get married.
Yeah.
I think it was laundry, right? That was like the first big major discussion.
Right. And who's going to do it
after they get married?
Yeah.
And we're like, well, there's all these natural things that everybody always talks about. You know, before you get married, you should talk about finances to make sure you're compatible financially. You need to talk about whether or not you want children so you're on the same page with them.
That's a biggie.
What about you and Nicole? I mean, were there specific things that you made sure that you discussed?
1,000 years ago, I don't recall. I mean, way back. You know, my big thing at the time still is, you know, it was the credit score. You had to have a decent credit score, good financially. So that was probably the biggie. But I guess we want to veer off this morning, and I actually posted it on my Facebook. We want more of the non-traditional things you should be talking with your partner about before marriage. I jotted down, I have three here that came to mind. Are they a glass up or glass down person in the cabinets? That's a conversation you need to have, I think, before marriage.
Do you guys see eye to eye on that? Because we don't in our house.
We are glass up people, which is surprising. Because that's where all the stuff, the dust and everything accumulates generally.
Yeah, but I'm a glass down person and Gretch is glass up.
We are glass up people.
That surprises me about you.
We're compatible. Yeah, that does, doesn't it? But I guess I figure it's in the cabinet. The doors are closed. What's going to get in there? Also, currently, are you a back into the garage person or a pull into the garage person? I am 100% you have to back in. Knickknack is a pull in person. So if I had known that, we would have never made it, Dom.
Why do you have to back in?
Because the way our garage is set up, you can walk right out the door then and boom, be on the driver's side, get in the car and drive off. Whereas if you pull in, the car's got to go so close against the wall, the garage wall up front, that you kind of got to shimmy around the front of it to get to the other side and then back out. And on snowy, crappy days and stuff, the front of your pants has that brown smear across the knees because you got to shimmy across the front of it. So that's why I don't
understand
like
what you're saying. Yeah.
And then third, this is a must-have conversation if you're getting together with somebody. Are you a food festival type person? You know what I'm talking about. I guess it could just be festivals in general. But are you going to anything in your city that involves large crowds and sampling food? And if you are, I'm sorry, I would not be able to be with you.
I don't know why that is so funny to me, but it is.
I am not a food festival person, so that might be a conversation that you need to have before marriage. If you're that type of person, just throwing that one out there. Because those things can be nightmares.
Oh,
so do you have any off the top of your head? Well, there's a bunch that came in on Facebook.
What we'll do is we'll jump into a break.
Okay.
Excuse me. And we'll open up the phones so you can call in and have some fun. See, you can obviously tell where we're going with this.
Right.
Is not the heavy duty serious stuff. We're trying to have some fun. You know, really, the truth is at the center of all these things that are funny, there are kernels of truth and real life.
Because you will have arguments about these things. They sound stupid, backing the car in the garage. Oh, who cares? No, there will be arguments when I come inside and I've got dirt all over my pants. And I'm like, what the hell? Just back it in. Many of fights have been had in my house because of that.
303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with you. We're going to share some of these off of social media, too. Plus, I want to share this story that I saw this morning that kind of ties in with this. It has to do with chores. Oh. And there was something really eye-opening to me this morning with this story about chores that would possibly be exactly what we're talking about this
Perfect.
Morning.
All right.
We're about 20 minutes out from your mind bender. We'll do that at 7:30. Right now we're talking about the non-traditional things that you should probably make sure you talk about before you decide to get married. Jeremy had a few just a few minutes ago. Some more have been sent in to us. Let me give you a couple. Sheena says, you really need to talk about if you're a dog sleep on the bed person or not.
Solid. That's a good one.
Sheena says, honestly, that's why I'm divorced, for that reason.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow. The dog came between them. Literally, probably.
I don't know. Sheena doesn't say which side she was on.
Oh, man.
Interesting. David says, I say you should talk about if you're a talk during the movie person or not. And if they are, run. Your life will be hell.
That's a good one, too. Just shush. I want to watch the movie. Shut up.
There are two kinds of people.
Question on Facebook. What are the non-traditional things you should talk to your partner about before marriage? Doug chimed in and said, you have to discuss which Star Wars movie is the best. And then he said, oh, wait, you said non-traditional. Never mind.
Good one.
Jason says, how many T-shirts you're allowed to have? I'm thinking Jason might have too many, apparently.
He has a bit of a T-shirt problem, does he?
Christine says, how do they feel about leftovers? If I had asked, I might have not married my husband because he does not eat leftovers.
Oh, my God. I know someone like that.
Alicia's is funny. Are they the type of person that leaves a tiny bit of shampoo in the shampoo bottle and never cleans it out? Then you end up having six mostly empty bottles in the shower every time because they just keep opening new ones.
Well.
Bottle after bottle after bottle. And then Anna, I'm thinking something happened. There was a microwave situation. She said, you need to have the discussion. What kinds of plastic food storage containers are okay for microwave and which ones are okay for dishwasher?
You know, along those lines, it might be, are you marrying the person who puts a paper towel over something in the microwave or not?
Oh, buddy, we have so many fights. I don't do that. I rarely.
Oh, you're foul.
I blow that thing. There's stalactites hanging from the microwave. I know. She gets so mad at me.
And Nicole is all about putting the paper towel over it,
yes,
right?
Yes.
See,
yes.
See, this is like reason number 600 that you and I should partner swap here.
She doesn't cover?
Gretchen doesn't put stuff over,
why?
And I do.
You know why? Because when you're heating up like a bowl of soup and you put the paper towel over it, it sinks into the soup and then it gets all soggy. And then you have paper towel in your soup.
With that, but there's a bunch of other things, like just a plate of something. So what?
No.
No. We need to switch wives.
You know, I'm also a huge fan of the reheat button, if you have that on your microwave, because it's more of a gentle warm. It's not like you're full blast high for 3 minutes. It's a gentle warm.
And nobody's got time for that. Everybody just hits the start button.
No, reheat is where the magic's at.
I don't know anybody who uses, except for the popcorn
you're looking
button
at
or
one.
Whatever.
I use the reheat.
Okay, you're the only one I know. Everybody else just hits start.
Mm-mm, it's too intense. Too much
That's
power. It's
hilarious.
Like the power of 1,000 suns on your slice of pizza.
You know what? I'm starting to think that those reheat buttons and such on the microwave are like the closed door buttons on elevators. They don't do anything.
It works. I'm not saying it won't splatter. It will still splatter, but just not as much. That's
I'll
the key.
I bet the reheat button is just another start button, and they put that on there for you. Just to make you think you're doing it differently.
You might be right.
Come on.
I don't know.
Do you think the microwave people are really going to say, now what we need to do
is a reheat.
We need to ratchet this back just a little bit.
Because I think it gets hot, and then it kicks the heat off and just like the fan runs, and then it goes hot again, and then just the fan. It's like an off-on type thing, so it's not so intense. Hey, I like it.
I don't have time for that. I want to nuke it and get it done. Stir it up. We're good to go.
Well, you enjoy your paper towel covered reheated lasagna then.
There's an interesting story I was just writing about for the Mindbender Club mailer that goes out today. And I think, Jer, it could tie in with this. It was a survey about least favorite chores that people have. And so they surveyed thousands of people to find their least favorite chores. And at the top of the list were laundry and doing the dishes. Mm-hmm. All right. The least favorite. But if you read a little bit further into the story, it also asks, you know, like 2,000 people, what are your favorite chores? And laundry and doing the dishes were at the top of that list. So what it's saying is you've got this giant pot of people where half of them find laundry and doing the dishes to be the worst thing in the world, and the other half who enjoys doing this. So in my mind, dating apps need to start putting this on there as part of the profile because you need these people to get together.
Yes.
I hate the laundry person needs to be with someone who says, I love doing the laundry.
I'll do it for you. I'll knock it out. It's great.
Right?
Right?
And that kind of is in our house because I have a weird, I wouldn't say I enjoy it, but I have no problem doing the laundry, especially getting it out. It smells good. I don't mind folding it, all of that. And I'm married to someone who will let it go. If she had her way, she would go 2 months without doing laundry. She hates it that much. She lets these laundry bins, giant ones, fill up. And then she does the, oh, I guess I got to do my laundry today.
Why don't you do it for her? Since you love doing it and you like
it. No, because she's particular about stuff with it.
Because the microwave thing, right?
Right.